Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 this is the day, another day that Jehovah has made. And I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Oh, magnify Jehovah with me. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. I just bless the mighty creator this morning. Hallelujah. Elohim, yes. On this gracious and great rising morning. He didn't have to wake us up another day, but I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be on this side, hallelujah, of the earth, of the dirt. Yes. I'm just grateful to the Father for all who decided to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio this month, this morning. Hallelujah. This day. I'm not sure. You may be listening to the recorded broadcast. It may be later on in the evening or the middle of the day or whatever. It really doesn't matter. I'm just glad you chose to set aside this time, amen, to hear about the good news. I tell you, some good news. I'm not sure what, you know, country, city, whatever area you're in, and none of that even matters. I'm just, like I said, I'm just glad you're here. Amen. If you're listening to the live time where we are now, I'm located in, you know, in the Carolinas, and it's early Sunday morning, November the 12th. Amen. It's the beginning of a brand new week, and it's just good to be here, I tell you. So I want to take this time now to welcome you to For Such a Time as This radio broadcast. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. I'm grateful once again. You're going to hear me say that a lot because I am. It's just true. I am so grateful and I'm thankful for the Father giving me this opportunity and allowing me to have a willing heart, amen, a submissive spirit to do what he called me to do for such a time as this. Amen. I'm just glad about that. This space, hallelujah, that has been opened up for me to share of his goodness, to encourage, you know, others and myself. I'm just glad that I'm not just encouraging you. I'm encouraging me too. And I'm happy about that. The Father didn't have to choose any one of us. Amen. But I'm so glad he did. He never stops changing. He remains the same always, all the time, at the same time. He is faithful. He is good. And I am ever so grateful to him for his goodness and his faithfulness. Hallelujah. I don't take it for granted. Amen. I don't take it for granted this moment and this time where we're talking about his truth, the good news of his truth that brings the very life of himself to the forefront. We're talking about, hallelujah, the Savior. We're talking about the King. Hallelujah. The King of Kings. Yes. He's Jehovah over every Lord. And I'm just so grateful. Amen. I hope we have our bootstraps on today. I have mine on. I'm not really sure where he's going to go or where he's going to take us, but I'm ready for the ride. Yes. Have your bootstraps on and your seatbelts on. Hallelujah. For this encouraging word. Amen. I'm just glad that, you know, his word is so true. You know, it's good for us and it helps direct our steps and order our steps. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel good because it cuts. It cuts sin in our life. It cuts anything that's not of him, which is sin. That's anything that doesn't come. He doesn't give us sin. Amen. We may choose to sin, but he doesn't give it to us. Amen. That's a choice. Amen. And I'm saying that word a lot. Oh, yeah, I'm saying that word a lot. I'm really catching myself. But it's all about the choosing. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. For those who've already been called out and chosen and set apart to live this holy life. Amen. Representing the Father everywhere we go, to those who may be connected in and listening and you just joined on, you're not here by accident. I'm glad you joined as well because, you know, the Father is sitting here waiting. He's waiting. His arms are wide open, waiting on you to come on in. Amen. What you waiting on? You've wasted enough time. He's saying, come on, my child. I've been waiting on you. He already knows who's going to accept him and who's not. He already knows who's going to follow after him. Amen. With their whole heart. Amen. That's what he wants of people that's following after him with their whole heart. Not this pumping heart that pumps the blood and causes it to go throughout every artery and part of our bodies. He's talking about the inner man, the real us. Hallelujah. Where he communes with us, our spirit man, our inner being. Hallelujah. He already knows those who he's chosen and set apart. Yes, some were fit for destruction. We can read that in the scriptures. It's just a and some were fit, hallelujah, to bring glory and honor unto his name. I believe I'm one. I think you are too. I believe you are. By faith, hallelujah, you've been set apart to bring glory and honor unto not your name. We're not making a name for ourselves. We're here to represent him and to represent him well. Hallelujah. As he sees fit. Amen. You know, and as the Holy Spirit leads, we're going to talk about that good news. Amen. That good news of the Messiah, Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Savior of the world. And I'm so glad the Father sent him as his only begotten Son to come back, to shed his blood, to sacrifice and give up his life. Hallelujah. For us, that we would have the right to eternal life. That's a blessing. Oh, words can't express how grateful I am or how grateful we should be. Amen. It's so much going on, a lot going on in this world. So much wickedness. It's been here a long time. Wickedness was here over 2,000 years ago. Even when the Old Testament was written, wickedness was still going on. Hallelujah. That lets us know it was here then. It's going to be here when some of us exit out of here, and it's going to still be here. But Yeshua is going to say, the Father's going to say, Elohim, he's going to say, son, go back and get my bride. You know, I believe he's just carrying it, giving us a chance to get his truth out there even the more. Hallelujah. That we should be continuing to follow after his commands. Hallelujah. His commandments. Yes. His laws. Yes. Following the Torah of the book. Hallelujah. The Bible. And I'm so glad about that. Amen. I'm just grateful this morning, hallelujah, for the word that he has given unto us. Amen. And with all that being said, regardless, we know it's a lot going on in the governmental arena, the political arena, the young children, different sicknesses going on, the food that they're contaminating now. It's just so much going on, how they're growing food in labs. I mean, meat. And even vegetables. I mean, it's just a lot of cray-cray going on in this world. My. And I think my husband used to say this all the time. They know exactly what they're doing, how they're trying to contaminate this and doing that. They're working to keep the population down. They're trying to kill us off so much quicker. Amen. With all what they're doing and how they're allowing us to inject this and that in our bodies. Because if they're injecting the food, when we put it in our bodies, what is it doing to us? I'm telling you, this world is in a mess, a mess, saints. That's why we have to know what's really going on. Amen. So if there ever was a time, hallelujah, today for kingdom encouragement through the word of the living Elohim, and if there ever was a time for effectual fervent prayer, hallelujah, in this world today, that time's now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears to hear what the Father has to say. Amen. Open them up. Open up your spiritual eyes so you can see what's really going on in this world. We can't put a deaf ear to it or turn our heads away from it. We're living in it. right now. We're living in this world, but I'm so glad as believers and followers of Yeshua Messiah, we're not of this world. So we can, we will continue to go forth being those effective kingdom citizens that the Most High has called us. He's chose us. He's equipping us. He's anointed us and appointed us to be. Hallelujah. I speak his shalom peace, and I'm going to continue to speak his peace. Hallelujah. Let us have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Before we go into the word. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this another day. Hallelujah. Another day of your mercy and your grace. You said your mercies are new every morning. And we bless you for your faithfulness. Yes, that mercy, Father, that you continue to rain down on us. Hallelujah. Well, we're not getting what we deserve. Hallelujah. Thank you. A brand new day of your mercy. And yes, we get new graces too. Your favor, unmerited favor that you allow us to have toward with men, with you and with man. Hallelujah. Especially when our ways please you. We don't get what we might deserve, what we probably do deserve. We just thank you. Help us not to take you for granted, Father. We trust you and we believe you and we depend on you. We thank you for hallelujah. Even allow us to have the activities of our limbs this morning. Hallelujah. We woke up with in a right state of mind. Woke up knowing who we were and whose we were. We didn't wake up crazy. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Out of our mind. Somebody woke up and they didn't even know where they were or who was right there looking at them. It could be a husband, a wife, a daughter, or a son looking at them, and they don't even recognize them any longer. Have mercy, Father. We just thank you. Right now, where we are today, we know who we are, and we know whose we are. Help us, Father, not to take it for granted. Help us even as we go about this day, hallelujah, and this beginning week, hallelujah, not to take you for granted. That, hallelujah, if it was not for you, it could be us. Hallelujah, with not a roof over our head out there in the streets. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but you know our future is in your hands. Even our very presence, hallelujah, is in your hands. Our past has been in your hands, even whether we were recognizing it or not. You have had us covered down through the years, and we just say thank you. Now, Father, have hallelujah, I ask you, hallelujah, with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that we speak your word to any listening ear who have come with great expectation to hear what you have to say today, who desire, yes, to be encouraged, hallelujah, and to be elevated. You calling us up higher in you. Yes, those who come ready and the desire to be elevated in you and to hear what you have to say. Father, I thank you for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see. So you're welcome, yes, your very presence to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, for such a time as this. Yes, I just thank Father. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen. It is so. Yes, it is so. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your faithfulness. I'm just grateful this morning as the Father, the word he gave me this morning was choose. And I kept saying it a little bit in the introduction. I kept saying, uh-oh, don't keep going there. But it just kept coming out of my mouth. But this life is full of choices. We're making choices every minute of the day. We're choosing, hallelujah, what we're going to do. We chose who we might have married. We choose, hallelujah, the names of our children. We choose the jobs we work on. We choose where we're going to go when we get in that. We make choices every minute of the day. We are always making a choice. That's what this life is about. We even chose those who's listening, hallelujah, and can hear the sound of my voice right now. You chose, hallelujah, to be on this broadcast this morning. Hallelujah. To listen in. You didn't have to choose to do that. You could have turned over. Hallelujah. And pulled the covers right back over your head. I could have too. I couldn't have showed up this morning. I could have chose to lay in that bed. But I'm thankful that the Father gave me another great grand rising morning. Hallelujah. To deliver his good news. It was all by choice. And I thank him that he chose us. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. So we're going to talk about the word choose today. And that word we can't take lightly. As I stated, it's just a part of life. It's a part of what we do. Hallelujah. It's not chance. It's choice that determines our destiny. Yes, our very destiny is decided. Hallelujah. And determined. It determines our destiny. Think about that for a minute. The choices that we choose to make in life determine where we're going to be in the end. That's why I'm so glad that we made the choice, hallelujah, to accept Yeshua Messiah as our personal Savior. We made that choice to follow after Elohim, Jehovah, our King, our Master. Yes, we have made the choice. But guess what? When you read it in the scripture, it states, we didn't choose him. He chose us. What? Come on now. Yes, he chose us. Isn't that amazing to know that the Father chose us? We didn't choose ourselves. And I believe that I'm heard this morning. But the Father chose us. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah. He chose you. Even those who's listening in, yes. You're listening in and you may have not accepted him. But you're here not by chance. You're here by purpose. Purpose that you're here. Yes. He chose you to be here for this time. Yes, he did. And I'm so glad about that. Thank you, Father, for choosing us this morning. Hallelujah. Choosing us in this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful this morning. It has me filled up. I'm about to lose my focus here because when my mind just thinks of how he chose me, hallelujah, think about that for a minute. Think about it for a minute. He chose you. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I got to get myself together. Get yourself together. When I think about my life, when I reflect on where I've been, what he's allowed me to walk through, the dangers I've been in with death, my life could have been snuffed out. But because he chose me, and trust me, it's not about me, it's not about you, but I just want you to reflect on that for a moment. Hallelujah. He chose us. Hallelujah. And he didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. We didn't choose ourselves. We didn't choose ourselves. He chose us. He chose us. From the foundation of the world, even before we were created and in our mother's womb, hallelujah, he chose us. Hallelujah. He chose us. Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, chose us. He calls us to be formed in our mother's womb. And okay, just enough of that. Amen. I've got it together. I was there for a minute because that just took me back to memory lane. I tell you. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're extremely blessed. Because, you know, we have the option and the freedom to choose. Yes, we do. So we're truly blessed. We're truly blessed. When I think about it, my mind, you know, a lot of times your mind will go to Paul, some of the things he wrote. And even when I did a cross check of this word, choose, I just looked up the word choose from the King James Version. And when I looked it up to cross reference, there was this one word where it came out in the New Testament. And it only came out in Philippians. And I was like, wow, out of that word, it was all throughout the Old Testament, all throughout, because a lot of choice, the Father was always instructed, choose this, choose that, make that choice, choose this person, choose that person, put somebody in this place. It's all throughout the Old Testament, amen, where he would instruct, hallelujah, his leaders, hallelujah, to put a person in place, amen, take charge. Amen. But then when I found that it was only in this one passage of scripture, I said, okay, Father, you gave me that word. Where are we going with it? Choose. Hallelujah. You're making choices all the time. Choose. Amen. So I went on to that passage of scripture, and it made me read up a little further in Philippians, the first chapter. Amen. And we know Paul, he was in prison during this time for preaching the good news of the Messiah. He was in Jerusalem, but he was escorted back to the Rome prison. But then when he was escorted back, he still had the freedom to write letters. Isn't that so? Though he was bound, he still had a certain freedom to write letters to the assemblies, to check on them, to encourage them, even though where he was, amen, he could have made other choices. Even when he was on the road to Damascus, when he was persecuting all the assemblies and all those who were following after and talking about Yeshua Messiah, he was killing them off. My. Isn't that something? But then that time came where the choice had to be made when he was on the road to Damascus, and he had that Damascus road experience where he was blinded, and then he saw the light. And from then on, he kept moving forward. Hallelujah. He kept preaching. He started preaching, teaching Yeshua Messiah. I tell you, he was converted. He was a converted Pharisee because he knew the Pharisees. He knew those Jewish laws. Hallelujah. But when he was converted, he started teaching the laws of Yeshua Messiah, what he came to teach. Yeshua came to teach the laws of his heavenly Father, the commandments, the five books, the first, the Torah. Amen. That's what Yeshua came teaching. So that's what Paul started teaching, even as a former Pharisee. I tell you, isn't that something? I tell you, when you think about it, hallelujah, when you just think about the conversion that took place, it makes you think about the conversion that took place in your own life. My. Hey, we didn't choose ourselves. Hallelujah. He chose us. Yes. He chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. And I am so grateful about that. Amen. So, let us go to the book of Philippians, that first chapter. Amen. Well, when you talk about freedom, we're going to get there in a minute. Let me just talk a little bit more. When we have, I have wrote down a few little notes, and I wrote them as bullet points. When we have the ability to choose, that freedom is a very serious responsibility. You know, earlier I mentioned that we choose from the life, you know, the who we're going to marry. Amen. We make choices. Sometimes we mess up and we do some stupid stuff and choose to, do things outside of the will of the Father. Amen. Our life takes a different turn. You know, I can speak from experience myself. Amen. I had a child out of wedlock. I can speak from that experience myself. Someone else listening in. But you know what? The Father still chose me. He still chose me. Even then, when I had messed up,
amen, and had a child out of wedlock against the will of the father. Remember, some of you who may be familiar and have heard me before may remember some of my testimony about me. I got saved when I was 15. I accepted the Father. I accepted the Savior into my heart when I was 15. I believed on him, and I believe I truly did that. I believe I truly did. Because I loved him so much, I enjoyed going to the church. I enjoyed learning about him and even trying to study on my own, but I didn't know what I was doing, didn't have no type of guidance, so I made a lot of mistakes. I sure did. I did. I was a youngin' with no guidance, and I made a lot of mistakes. But even in that, we can all reflect on our lives and see where we made some stupid choices. Because guess what? None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. We didn't arrive then, and we still haven't arrived. Hallelujah. We're still apt. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give him some praise on that, because I know and understand we still are apt to mess up and make a mistake. But that's why it's so important that we get this word in us. We got to get this word in root. It's rooted down in our spirit, down in our heart, the inner part of us. So when an opportunity comes to cause us to fall, we're prepared. We have on that armor. Put on that. We have that full armor on. The loins are girt about with truth. The breastplate of righteousness. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation. We have on our armor. The only way we're going to be able to wear it, we have to get in the book. Yes. But making choices. Hallelujah, to choose. That's a freedom, but that's also serious responsibility. Amen. Amen. And when once you made a choice and it takes you on a road that you really don't have no business being on, you still got to go on that road. You can't turn back now. You there now because of the choice that was made. Amen. So I'm just grateful that the Father knows every choice we're going to make, even when we make a terrible or a bad choice. Amen. He can still turn it around for his good. Amen. He said he calls us all things to work together for the good of them who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Oh, I believe we've been called according to his purpose. So whatever the mistake is, amen. We don't want to continue in that mistake or keep making it over and over again. Yes, we need to walk out that deliverance. Amen. Make some different choices, because we know we can't expect to do something, get a different result if we're going to keep doing the same thing. It's just not going to happen. You're going to keep getting the same result. Sometimes that result, depending on what it is, may get worse and worse. And sometimes it may lead to what? Death. Because that's what sin does. It leads to death and destruction. And it's not just spiritual death, but it can lead to physical death. Amen. So we have to pay attention to the choices, even the more that we're making. We have to choose what we're going to do. One thing about Paul. He labored long and hard in his service for the Messiah once he made that turn. And we get ready to see that in Philippians, the first chapter. I believe and hope that you should already be there, but we're going to break into it and start at the 12th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm reading this out of the Life Application version of my Bible, the Life Application Bible. It reads a little different. So I'm going to read it out of that version. And I want you to know this, dear brothers, everything that has happened to me here has been a great boost in getting out the good news concerning Messiah. For everyone around here, including all the soldiers over at the barracks, knows that I am in chains simply because I am a believer, a follower of Messiah. And because of that, of my imprisonment, many of the other followers of Yeshua here seem to have lost their fear of chains. He was encouraging them. Because of the boldness he had, he was encouraging even the others that were confined for preaching Messiah, preaching about the Savior, hallelujah, telling his good news, were confined. Remember, I had already given you a little history about this, that if you go back and start reading at the beginning of this chapter, Paul was, and then some of the cross-reference verses takes you back in the book of Acts, where though he was in Jerusalem, he was escorted by the Romans back to the Rome prison. Amen. He asked for them to do that. Isn't that something? And that favor was right there. Hallelujah. Somehow my patience has encouraged them, and they have become more and more bold in telling others about Messiah. Some, of course, are preaching the good news because they are jealous of the way Elohim has used me. This is the 15th verse. They want reputations as fearless preachers, but others have purer motives, preaching because they love me, for they know that Jehovah has brought me here to use me to defend the truth. And some preach to make me jealous, thinking that their success will add to my sorrow while I'm here in jail. But whatever their motives for doing it, the fact remains that the good news about the Messiah is being preached, and I am glad about that. I tell you, I am going to keep on being glad. For I know that as you pray for me, and as the Holy Spirit helps me, this is all going to turn around for my good. For I live in eager expectation and hope that I will never do anything that will cause me to be ashamed of myself, but that I will always be ready to speak out boldly for Messiah while I am going through all these trials here, just as I have in the past, and that I will always be, just as I have always been in the past. Wait a minute. I will always be an honor to Messiah, whether I live or whether I must die. 21st verse. For me, living means opportunities for Messiah. And dying, well, that's better yet. But if living will give me more opportunities to win Messiah, then I don't really know which is better, to live or to die. And see, I believe that 22nd verse is what says choose. It says in King James Version, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I know not. And that's what he's saying right here in this Bible. But if living will give me more opportunities to win people to Messiah, then I really don't know which is better, to live or to die. The 23rd verse. So he chose, amen, he chose to continue to, because we're going to see that in the next few verses. 23rd verse. Sometimes I want to live, and at other times I don't. For I long to go and be with Messiah. How much happier for me than being here. But the fact is that I can be more help to you by saying, yes, I am still needed down here. And so I feel certain I will be staying on earth a little longer to help you grow and become happy in your faith. My staying will make you glad and give you reason to glorify Messiah Yeshua for keeping me safe when I return to visit you again. And I'm going to stop right there at the 26th verse. That is such a blessing. Amen. As we see how Paul, yes, he endured. He made that choice. Like I said, choose. That word choose only popped up in the New Testament in Philippians. Talking about Paul, who made that choice. He labored long and hard in his services for the Messiah. Yes, he had been beaten. He had been scorched. He had been cast into prison. He had been shipwrecked. So many different things, but then sometimes we don't even want to endure. We're so scared to open up our mouth. We don't even, because we think we're going to talk about it. What? Back then, they didn't care what happened to them. They were beheaded for representing the Messiah. But today, we'll go in a situation and we won't even open up our mouth.
with opportunity. Hallelujah. There's another choice. We're going to either choose to open up our mouth or choose to keep it shut. Life is full of choices. When the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, it is better to obey. It is better to obey. We don't know if that opportunity will come up again. I think that kind of came out of my mouth a little bit last week when we were talking about, who were we talking about? The attitude. Yes, we were talking about attitude. We can choose to have a good attitude. Amen. But when it comes to making choices, just look at it how, and no, he was representing the Messiah. We have to look at the Messiah and keep our eyes on him, not on Paul. He was just a representation, just like we are. He even said some stupid stuff. Some of the things he said out of his own opinion. Sometimes we might give our own opinion. If it's not an opinion from the Father, we need to learn to keep our mouth shut. Choose to close your mouth. That's another choice. Though all that he did, he still got tired. We saw that in this passage. He said, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to choose. If I want to live, if I want to die, die to self daily. But he was talking about physical death. We should be dying to this flesh daily, which is dying to the law of sin and death. Amen. We need to choose to do that on a daily. Because if not, we make reckless choices. Guess what? We're going to have reckless results. So even in that, you know, one of the most important choices that we need to make is the choice, hallelujah, to serve. Joshua did that. Yes, he did. Let us go to the book of Joshua. Joshua made that choice. And we know a little bit about Joshua. He took the lead after Moses passed. He was trained by Moses. Amen. He was walking right under him. The one thing I didn't understand, though, is about Joshua, why he didn't train someone to follow after him. He didn't train. He didn't, because he was trained and the leadership he had, his leadership skills were different than Moses' leadership skills. But he still led the way the Father chose for him to lead. He led. He had military background, military experience. But then he didn't pick anybody else to follow after him. That was kind of, I thought when I would come read, okay. He didn't have nobody in his stead to be able to just pick up and take over a reed. But that was done to him. I don't understand that. But what I want to say to us is, where you are, regardless of your age, regardless of where you are, we don't know where the end of our life is. The Father does. Make sure you have some people that you can train. A skill. Continue to teach them as we've been instructed, the commandments, to follow after the commandments of the Father. He said this shall take place from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Though I'm sure a lot of his leadership skills were gleaned and taught, they were caught. That was something my husband used to say. A lot of his skills that he learned from his father, they weren't taught from his father's mouth, but they were caught. See, we can catch some things. We can catch a lot of skill sets from what we see. A lot of things we see that's not pleasing to the Father, we can learn from that too. I learned a lot from my mother, things she by some of her actions that were evil, were really wicked. I said, oh, no, that's not right. I don't want to do that. I'm grateful that I follow so many patterns. Well, that's the way my mama was. That's the way my daddy was. And I'm just going to be. That's why I'm like I am. Well, we might get some of their traits. Yes. I know one of them I got from her was boldly speaking out. My mama was, what she said, she meant, it came out.
And guess what? Before she was grafted into the body of the foal, she said some choice things, but she meant what she said. Amen. And then she went on about her business. That reminded me so much of Yeshua. He said what he had to say and went on, but he didn't even explain himself. My mama was the same way. She said what she had to say and didn't make no explanation. I caught that from her. I said, wow. Mm. And when I saw myself doing it at times, even before my mouth got sanctified from the inside and stuff coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah. So it wasn't always, I didn't go way out there with my mouth, but I went out there. I would go off in a minute. I would go off at you in a minute and tell you what I felt. I'm so glad. For salvation and deliverance. Well, that's what salvation is. Deliverance. Mm. My. I'm sure you're thinking about some situations in your life, too. That's why we're here. We're here to encourage you. We're here to be encouraged. I tell you, it's just a blessing how we can look back over our lives, even with some of the negative choices that we chose to make, and see where the Father has brought us to. And he's still working on us. He's not through. He's still working mess out of us. Yes, he is. He's going to continue until he come back. He's going to continue to keep working out of us what he's already worked in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's going to continue to keep showing us mess in us. But it's up to us to choose what we're going to do with that mess. Oh, yes. But getting back to Joshua. Amen. I tell you, he followed after Moses. And then he was even instructed by Elohim, you're going to carry out to take my people over. They have just been delivered. Hallelujah. They have just come through that wilderness of 40 years. That was just supposed to be a journey of, what, I think 11 days? Took them 40 years because of disobedience. Wow. Are we thinking about anything right now that, you know, we've been believing and praying for many years and it hadn't come to pass? What are we doing? Are we hindering it in any kind of way? Are we trying to help the Father out? Only help he needs from us is us to trust him. Get out of the way. Quit trying to make it happen. Choose to get out of the way. That's the word for today. Choose. I tell you, I'm just glad. I'm glad for that word. Amen. And we know pretty much what that word actually does mean. We should mean, it's like making a choice. It's like choosing. It's like the ability to choose, to make a choice. And that's exactly what it is. It is what it says it is. Amen. It's choosing. And when I'm looking at it's to elect, it's to decide. I didn't write it down, so I had to go back and pull it up right quick. But it's to choose, to be chosen, to be chosen, to be selected. And a lot of that's been going on. We even know that we were selected. John 15:16 tells us that. You know, I couldn't remember the passage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I was trying to remember where the passage was. Hallelujah. He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That you should go and bear fruit. We should be his fruit bearers because he chose us to be. We didn't choose ourselves. We did not choose. Go look that passage up in its entirety, John 15:16. You can read it a little further before or after. Write it down. Go look at it. We did not choose ourselves. He chose us. That's what that word means. So see, this life is full of choosing. It's full of making choices. It's full of selecting different things. Like I said, even when it comes to marriage, you chose who you want to be married to. Amen. It was a choice. And sometimes those choices that we made, and I know in my situation, wasn't of the Father. So have mercy. And I've had to suffer the consequences too. And may still be suffering them today.
hey, it is what it is. I know what the will of the Father is, and his will is, you done been there, done that, you can't go there right now because of where things are. Oh, my, my, my. I thank the Father, though, for his keeping power. His keeping power. Hallelujah. He is one. He will keep you if you want to be kept. And I definitely want to be kept. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for choosing us. Hallelujah. Just like you chose Joshua to follow into the stead. Amen. He even encouraged him at the very beginning, be strong and very courageous. Be brave, for you will be successful leader to my people. Jehovah prepare, Elohim prepare him. Hallelujah. They shall conquer all the land I promised to their ancestors. Oh, yes. The covenant had been made. That's one thing about our Father. When he makes covenant, he keeps it. And he's a covenant keeper. Oh, yes, he is. That's why we can't break covenant. We've been adopted into this royal family. Hallelujah. We are the seed of Abraham, heirs according to the promise. Yes, we've been engrafted in through the blood that was shed by Yeshua Messiah. We have been adopted into the royal family. We are the Israel of today. Oh, yes, we are. We are. Whether we believe that or not, it's the truth anyhow, according to the word. And we can't change the word. It will never change. It remains the same. Just like the Father, he is the word. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm grateful about that. If we're following and patterning after even Yeshua, when it was mentioned in Hebrew, even Yeshua, hallelujah, he remains the same because his Father remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, we're following after him. We can be the same. You know, I don't like meeting. I don't like being in the company, let me say it this way, of phony people. I like real people. And a lot of times the Father lets me see who's real and who's phony. He'll let me see it. He lets me see it every time. You got people that put on a certain facade and they get around other people, they act a totally different way. See, I want to be the same. I don't care who I'm around, where I'm at. You gonna, what you see is what you get. But see, I'm a representation of Messiah. I represent him. I want to represent him well in all the personality that he's given me. I want to represent him. And I don't want to be this way, that way. I want to remain the same. I do. Do you? All you have to do is choose to remain the same. Be who you are at all times. And who he's making you to be at all times in your different personality, because he made us all different. We all have different personalities, but yet he still has followers of Yeshua Messiah. They still should reflect him. As he reflected his Father, we reflect him, we reflect the Father. Amen. Choose who you're going to reflect. Life is all about choices. That's the subtopic of the word choose. Amen. Life. Let's get back to Joshua again. Amen. But he was encouraged by Jehovah. Yes, he was. He said, you need only to be strong and courageous. Now, I'm reading out of the first chapter right now. But we're going to go to the last chapter shortly. You need only be strong and courageous and to obey to the letter every law that Moses gave you. Well, we know it's not the Mosaic law as we hear today. That law was given by Elohim himself to Moses to write down. It's not Moses' law. It's the law of Elohim, our God. Hallelujah. Amen. For you are careful to obey every one of them. If you are careful to obey every one of them, you will be successful in everything that you do. Amen. That word has not changed. Though those instructions were given to Joshua, that's still for us today. We are seed of Abraham. We are heirs according to this promise. And we have to hold on and choose to keep these same promises. Amen? Amen. I might have not got a few amens, but it's true. It is so anyhow. Hallelujah. So I just want to be successful in everything I do. That's why I want to follow after the Torah. I want to keep the commandments of what they say. I don't want to skip on over any of them. I want to get it right before my Father. You know, keeping the law doesn't save you. But because you made the choice to choose salvation through believing in the Father and Yeshua Messiah, you get to keep the law. You keep the law because you love him. He said, those who love me keep my commandments. Why would he tell us that if we're not supposed to? I tell you, so many things have gotten twisted over the pulpit. Let us go to Joshua 24. And we know he was on his way out. Joshua was on his departure. Yes, he was. He was on his way out. And I think I'm reading this passage. I'm going to be coming. I believe this is the New King James Version that I'm reading from. I just want to make sure. Yeah, the New King James Version. Yeah, thank you, Father. Amen. So I'm breaking into this, that 24th chapter. Joshua had gotten very old. I think he was maybe in his 80s. I think I had read it somewhere prior, but I didn't have the time to go back and look it up. But I know he had gotten real old, and it was even stated that way in the scripture, because even in the 23rd chapter said, now it came to pass a long time after Jehovah had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age. He was old. He was advanced in age. So he was much older. Amen. But he was still on the walk. He was still doing the will of the Father. Amen. He didn't let that stop nothing. Amen. He kept it moving. He kept it going. So see, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You know, you hear about a pastor saying, I'm retired. Retired from what? You're not retired from, you say you retired from that particular office or whatever, or what? If you call to pastoralship, you're going to continue to keep doing it until you have your last breath. Even talking through it to someone, you still have that anointing that's on your life. So why would you stop? Why would it stop? Amen. Why would it stop? We see here that even then, Joshua, he was old, advanced in age, but he called for Israel, for their elders, for the head, for the judges, and for the officers. Amen. He called for them because he had some things to declare to all of them. As we go to that 24th chapter, starting at that first verse in Joshua, then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. There were how many tribes? 12. And called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, all those in leadership, for the judges, for their officers. And they presented themselves before Elohim. And Joshua said to all the people, thus saith Jehovah Elohim of Israel. Now this is what he's given the instructions of what the Father has said. Your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times. And they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. Come on now. Yes. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterward, I bought you out. So this was from the deliverance of Egypt. Then I bought your fathers out of Egypt, out of the wilderness. Yes, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to Jehovah, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites. And you dwelt on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you. But I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and men of Jericho fought against you. Also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent a hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and the olive groves, which you did not plant. Isn't this amazing? When we see, when you go back to the beginning of Joshua, when he's talking and he's bringing his history from the Father, directly from Elohim, before he's making, because he's getting ready to exodus up out of here, and he's giving his last declarations to the people. He called all the tribes. Can you imagine the thousands and the thousands of people that were in his presence when he was making this speech, reminding them, reminding Israel of what Elohim had said and what Elohim had done. Think about that. When you look back over your own life, you can look and see what Elohim has done. The things he bought you out of. The times he rescued you. That's what had me so messed up at the beginning, because my mind was going back. Some things I have not even expressed to people that I did. But the Father, it's just a shame. I'm ashamed. Some things you do in life, but the Father, he has brought you out. The dangers you were in and didn't even know. The dangers that were seen, the dangers that were unseen. He brought you out. Why? Because he chose you ahead of time. Even when you were in, before you were even conceived, he had your name picked out. That is something to think about. But right here, Joshua gave them the history of down through the generations of what Elohim, hallelujah, the Almighty Creator had done. How he had brought them out, delivered them time and time again, took care of them time and time again. And even when you go back in the book of Joshua, I told you, I gave just a couple of verses in that first chapter. But even when you go to the second chapter, how the Father chose to use a harlot, a prostitute. When Joshua sent the two spies to scout out the land, he sent them to this harlot, to a whore, a prostitute woman. Her house was sitting up on a hill. She was able to hide them. And when her people came, when they came, she even lied for them. She said, I don't know where they went. She'll put them in the rooftop and hid them and cover them up with straw or some type of covering she put on. I don't remember the story clearly, but go back and read it for yourself. I'm going to go back and read it for myself to get that clear instruction. I know it's in the second chapter of Joshua. Rahab was her name. But she delivered, and because she did that, what they had to do for her. Joshua sent those spies out. Amen. To spy out and check out the land. And that Rahab woman, she was afraid for her people. Amen. So once she done that, they made a covenant promise. And it was a word. It was a word that was bonded. You know, today, our word is not our bond like it used to be. The word should be your bond. If you say you want to do something, you should carry it through. But if something comes up, the integrity of that bond, you should be able to let that individual know something happened, this changed, this or that. Don't just not say nothing. Back then, word was bond. They sealed covenant with rings. They sealed covenant with blood, the cutting of blood and shedding and putting their blood on blood. That's how they made covenant. Word was bond. They made that agreement with Rahab. She had asked them, I wish I knew exactly what verse it was. I would go straight to it right now. I tell you, this is amazing how the Father sets us up, and he's still setting us up to be blessed. Because we're following after him. We're keeping his commandments. We're following his laws. He's setting us up to be blessed. We just read that, hallelujah, in the first chapter of what he told Joshua. Oh, in that 6 or 7 verse, somewhere in there, in that first chapter, that still presents for us today, because we're the seed of Abraham. We're heirs according to the promise, the promises that were made even then. I'm trying to find what that verse was. Hallelujah. This is where it is, in that 13th verse. Rahab said, now I beg for this one thing. Swear to me by the sacred name of your Elohim that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live along with my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters, and all their families. This is only fair after the way I have helped you, after the way I have saved your lives and I hid you. I lied for you. Isn't that something? She lied to the people in her country. She could have exposed them. But guess what? They wouldn't hurt her and her family. Entire family would not have been saved. The men agreed. If you won't betray us, we'll see to it that you and your family aren't harmed. They promised. We'll defend you with our lives. Then since her house was on the top of the city wall, she let them down by a rope from a window. And guess what? That was that scarlet rope. Oh, my. Escape to the mountain, she told them. Hide there for 3 days until the men who are searching for you have returned. Then go on your way. But before they left, the men had said to her, we cannot be responsible for what happens to you unless this rope is hanging from this window, unless all your relatives, your father, your mother, brothers, and anyone else are here inside of this house. If they go out into the street, we assume no responsibility whatsoever. But we swear that no one inside this house will be killed or injured. However, if you betray us, then this oath will no longer bind us in any way. I accept your terms, she replied, and she left the scarlet rope hanging from the window. Isn't that amazing? Huh? How she, a whore, was chosen, which helped deliver her people, her family. Everyone else was taken captive and destroyed. We just read that. The Jebusites, the Hittites, the Gibeonites, the Amorites, all of them were destroyed. That was in the invasion. That's why the land was spied out. But see, if you read the previous chapters, you'll see all that. My. But then it gets down. Hallelujah. Swore by your voice. Let me see. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the horn of the Lord. Okay, we read that. But with your sword or your bow, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build. I'm back in the 13th verse. And you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant. All the abundance you inherited. I want to remind you of that, said Joshua. I want to remind you of that. 14th verse. Now therefore, fear Jehovah. Serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the God which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. All that falseness, all those idols that were set up and erected, put them away. Amen. Serve Jehovah. 15th verse. And if it seems evil to you to serve Jehovah, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, my family, my people, those who come from my lineage, we're going to serve Jehovah. Amen. I just want to encourage you with that today. We have to choose who we're going to serve. That's a choice every day. Because every day you can slip up and go outside of the will of the Father. Amen. You can slip up today if you had made the choice to serve him today. So the people answered and said, 16th verse, far be it from us that we should forsake Jehovah to serve other gods. For Jehovah, our Elohim, is he who brought us and our fathers up of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And Jehovah drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. We also will serve Jehovah, for he is our Elohim. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Jehovah, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Jehovah and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm, consume you after he has done you good. Isn't that something? He's good to us. But if we turn and begin to serve other gods, he won't be good to us. In the end, we are here to depart from me. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. Don't want to hear those words. I do not want to hear those words. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve Jehovah. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen Jehovah for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to Jehovah Elohim of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, Jehovah our Elohim will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance for in Shechem, that city, Shechem. Then Joshua wrote those words in the book of the law of Elohim, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Jehovah. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it is heard in all the words of Jehovah which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your Elohim. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. My. And then we know that the last, now Joshua wrote that part up until this point, the 29th verse and on to the end. You know, when he passed, he did what he had to do as unto the Father. Joshua was a faithful servant leader who chose to serve until the end. He chose to get the people lined up, all the tribes that were chosen. Hallelujah. I think maybe they were chosen in about around about the 13th chapter of the book of Joshua. I tell you, this is something. When you just think about the history that was written for our learning and our keeping, it's amazing. It's amazing. We have to choose every day. And a lot of times you hear this passage of scripture quoted. But are the people of today really choosing to honor the laws and commandments of the Father? I don't think so. Because you see brethren and sisters that are saying they're of the faith living wretched lives. And it says we shall know them by their fruits. It's not that you're judging, but you are judging unto righteousness. You see the fruit. You see the fruit and the representation. See, our lives are supposed to be a sweet-smelling savior of aroma. And even John 15, 16, which I since pulled up and marked it, so I'm going to read it in its entirety. I kind of read just the beginning of it because I didn't remember what it fully said. As we were talking at the beginning, we never chose ourselves. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. Or in other words, should remain. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Because we've been appointed to bear fruit from him, and he wants our fruit to remain a bearing. But the only way that's going to happen, we have to stay connected to the vine. We have to stay connected to the vine. And we know who the vine is. That goes right back up to the 15th chapter, to the beginning of that chapter. Amen. Goes right back up to the beginning. I just love it. I love sharing it. I love all being encouraged to continue to keep going on in him. We have not, in the King James Version, that was a different translation I was reading when I read it, when I pulled it up, because I pulled it over the side of the computer and talking. See, that 15, that first verse, it said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he takes away. So anything that's in us that's not of him, he's going to reveal it to us. He wants to pluck it out of us. It doesn't belong to us. Sometimes people think, oh, that's just a habit. I've just been doing that. But if it doesn't, it's not a will of the Father. That's a habit you can unlearn and walk in deliverance in. If it doesn't line up with him and his word, if it doesn't line up with his character, it shouldn't be a part of us. Amen. It says, third verse, now ye are clean. How are you clean? Through the word, which I have spoken unto you. See, the word is what cleans us up. Every branch that bears fruit back up, he purges it and brings forth more fruit. The fruit he wants to bring is the fruit of righteousness. The fruit of love, joy, peace. The fruit, those attributes that come from the... Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to the King this morning. That he keeps on. He's already chosen. But even in our mess up mistakes down through the years, he'll choose us right over again. Given the callings that he placed, they're there. Some of them are laying dormant in us right now. Stir up those gifts that's in you. Go forth. Hallelujah. And be those effective kingdom citizens. Choose. Hallelujah. Today and every day, whom you're going to serve, whom you're going to follow after. Choose to tell it to your children, your grandchildren. Even a chance we have to choose to make it different. Start telling them of the covenant, the commandments. Keep the commandments. Teach it to them. Post them around your home. Have them on the doorpost. abide in him, he's going to abide in us. If we don't, we can't bear fruit of ourselves. That's the fruit of ourselves. They want to pluck off. That's why we have to die daily to ourselves. It's about doing the will of our Father. He is the King of Kings. And Jehovah over every Lord. He didn't present himself as every Lord. I tell you, I'm so grateful to the Father this morning, today. I'm so grateful to you chose us. You chose us. He ordained us that we should go forth and bring fruit. This fruit, and that our fruit would remain. That good fruit. Not the stuff he's plucking off and tearing off the, you know, the branches. We're being pruned. We're being pruned daily. And I love that. Father, create in me. Create a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in us. And we will bring sweet and savior to your nostrils. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to live obedience to your obedient lives to you every day. Help us to hear you clearly, your voice when you speak. When you're talking to us through other people. However, when you're speaking to us in our personal prayer time, however you choose to speak to us through your word. I'm just speechless right now, just thinking about you choosing me. Why didn't you do it? You know every weakness we have. You know all our frailties. But your attitude, you're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. Thank you. Because you chose us, we choose you today. Saints of the Most High, I pray that this message has blessed you. Blessed you enough to keep you. Take an overall look at, regardless of the choices you may have made, even some that may not have been good yesterday or this morning. Take a recap. Go back. Choose to please the King. Choose to do the Father's will. Every decision that you make, that's all this life is about, choices and decisions. And we want on the right path from this day forward. Hallelujah. Help us even the more. I'm going to unmute the lines if I can. The services, if you have a comment or a prayer request or any, I'm not sure if this is going to unmute the line. If you have anything to say, a comment, get into the message or a prayer request. Other than that, we're just going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for bringing us up into this present time and this moment. Thank you for where you're taking us to today. Thank you for your travels of mercy and just your mercies of travel wherever we're going, whatever we're doing, however we're moving about, even if we're just moving about in our own home. We just thank you. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for, hallelujah, keeping our foot and our feet from slipping outside of your will and your way. We thank you for keeping a garrison and watching, putting a guard over our mouth and watching the doors of our lips. Help us. Thank you that the words that come out of our mouth are seasoned like salt. That's bringing flavor and goodness to people that's all around us. Thank you for helping us to be an encourager with the word and not a destroyer and a condemner with the word. Hallelujah. You love us so much. Hallelujah. You sent Yeshua to be that example of compassion that he showed and displayed. Help us to walk in that same compassion. Help us to choose to walk out the compassion and the love that you placed on the inside of us. We thank you for choosing us and knowing and understanding we didn't choose ourselves. Hallelujah. As we walk out this journey, we thank you that you're going with us. You're going even ahead of us to prepare the way. And we thank you for that. We loose our angelic hosts to guard us and keep us in all our ways and all our travels, in all our choices that we make. Help us to choose life and not death. Hallelujah. Even with the words that come out of our mouth. We thank you for that. We just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Father, we just lift up our family members, those connected to us in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. You know what they're dealing with. You know what they're going through. Hallelujah. Whether it's physically, financially, health-wise, yes, in their health. Father, touch them. You are the healer. Yes, you sent your word to heal, to deliver, to set free, and we thank you. You bore stripes, Yeshua, on your body for our healing, for our wholeness. Every manner of disease and sickness was placed on your body. By the stripes you bore, we're healed, and we thank you. We just give you praise. We just give you glory. We give you honor for what you're doing in us, through us, and for us. We love you, Father. We appreciate your worship and adoration. Hallelujah. If there's anything we fail in asking, you know that what's on each individual's heart, what they're thinking about even now. Hallelujah. Don't even want to speak out. But they're coming to you privately. Thank you, Father, for your open reward. And it's in Yeshua's name we pray. Thank you and love you. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Saints of the Most High, as we depart from this space, but definitely not from our Savior, our Father. Hallelujah. Go in his shalom, which is his peace. I speak it over you. May he keep you. May he watch over you and grant you and give you all his shalom. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's name. Amen.